The church building of today has become a deterrent to winning souls to Christ. The first church in the Old Testament was never a building, temple, or synagogue. It was a community or movement, an idea, a concept, a way of life. It did not happen at a certain time or revolve around a certain place. The church building itself is not sacred or holy. It is not a place to be reserved or revered. It does not hold any special power, except in many times to separate people from one another, and especially to separate people from the world in which they need to be witnessing. The church we have created today locks people in instead of lifting them up and out. Think about it. We talk about God being here tonight. We talk about feeling the Holy Spirit inside the building. We talk about conjuring and calling the Holy Spirit into the church. We talk about going out there to gather people in. We say the church is a place of worship. This is crazy. It's insane. How small-minded can we be to think of the living God approving of all these divisions and dogmas? It is ridiculous. When I hear people say, "I'm going to church," it makes me crazy. You cannot box God up in a pretty little package and open him up on Sunday morning like a new toy. God does not and will not conform to your Sunday school schedule. He is not impressed with your dress code, or your building fund, or your shiny new Bible. The rush to build new churches is a complete waste of time and energy. Just live the life, walk the walk, talk the talk, be the best you can be, for that is all you can do. The real church is inside of you. What is inside your mind? It is who you are or not. It is how you feel, think, and act or not. No two churches are alike because everyone is on a different level. No two people are alike, for everyone is on a different plane. Everyone comes from a different experience. People are not and never will be in total agreement on anything, especially God. Some of you think you are so special, so holy, so in touch. You build walls around you to fence yourself away from the so-called world that you were commanded to go into and preach the gospel. What most of you are doing is running away from reality. Saturday night sinner, Sunday morning saint. Christianity has been twisted and perverted so much that I doubt if any of us really know what it is or what it even means to be a Christian. Some of you make me sick, whining, crying, and begging God for things that you are perfectly capable of taking care of yourself. You waste God's time praying for things that you are too lazy to do yourself. You lack the communication skills necessary to win people over to Christ, if that's your intention, and to keep them in Christ and with Christ. Yet you continue to wear your false face, your pretend face, and be peculiar to the world. It is a double standard. It makes no sense. Chill out, calm down, relax, and take a good look at yourself in the mirror. Would you want to go to church with you? Would you want to live with you, sleep with you? Would you want to be married to you? Is your way of acting, thinking, and doing attracting people to you and to Christ, or sending them running? Are you playing a self-defeating game? Remember, people in the world are attracted or repelled to you, not Christ. They come to you first. You must win them over. If you are not an effective communicator, you will run them off. God works through you and continues to work through you. You can't just throw somebody out in the deep water of God and expect them to swim on their own. You have to stay in the pool with them every step of the way. You have to provide them with continuous help and wise instruction. You can't leave it up to somebody else or it won't get done. Expect to fail, and you will. The blind cannot lead the blind. The lame cannot hold up the lame. You have to be a people person in your community. You have to blend in and at the same time stand out. You have to be interested and interesting, or people will not be attracted to you or your church that you have built, that in most cases sits empty, with very few members and even fewer visitors. Remember, folks, you are competing with the world and all its passions and pleasures. People are not willing to give these things up so easily. Never be pushy, dogmatic, or judgmental. Just set a good example and keep on keeping on.